Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Some of the most at-risk children in the state can be subject to a High Court order detaining them in special care units. These children can often be experiencing substance misuse, mental health difficulties and display challenging behaviour because of past trauma. On a weekly basis, children who are in these units and those who have been ordered to be in these units are dealt with by the special care list in the High Court under Judge John Jordan. These cases are held in camera, which means that only parties linked to the cases are allowed to be present in court. And last week, our reporter Brian O'Connell was permitted by the judge to be there, to be present in court and to report on some of these cases. And there's a context to this, Brian, isn't there?
There is, Claire. Good morning. The context is the growing frustration that some of the most at-risk young people in the state are being failed. And they're being failed because we can't staff all of the 26 special care beds we have. They're spread across a number of units, two in Dublin, one in Limerick. So it means, in figures provided to me last week, our capacity at the moment is 14 beds. And then the latest update I got is 7 young people who were subject to High Court orders, which would have said they need to be in a special care unit for their safety. They're on a waiting list because there's no place available to them. There's an issue here around paying allowances. It's been put forward as a reason, I suppose, why it's hard to attract staff. And there has been something of a back and forth between various government departments and agencies around this. But the courts and Judge Jordan in particular have been pointing out with growing frustration, I suppose, that this issue has not been resolved. The full capacity of beds is not available. And really what this means is some children's lives are increasingly at risk and are deteriorating.
And to obtain a special care order, that's a significant intervention, isn't it?
Well, young people referred to special care services are generally between 11 and 17 years old. They're very vulnerable. It's very challenging. It's meant to be a short-term, a stabilising therapeutic environment. Because the child is detained in a unit, a placement in a special care unit can only be made by an order of the High Court. And as you said, last week I was present at the special care list. It's in Court 7 of the High Court under Judge Jordan. The list, Claire, was broken up into two parts. It was those children currently in special care units and then those who are waiting to get in where there's a High Court order. It has been obtained. Usually Tuesday, for example, will go to the High Court. They'll outline the emergency situation, the significant risk that the child is exposed to and that they may be at risk, for example, of being sexually groomed or of being abused in some circumstances, perhaps have been manipulated by drugs gangs. They may be self-harming repeatedly, for example. But even where an order has been granted, because we don't have that full complement of beds available, they can't get into a unit.
Now, we're going to be careful here that we don't identify individuals, but you're going to give us an example, Brian, of the kinds of cases that you heard about in the High Court last week.
Well, several times during the hearing, Judge Jordan directed his frustrations at Tuaisceart, at government departments around the ongoing situation. For children in special care units, some of the hearings were orders which would extend their time in units. We heard actually about the positive impact special care can have, the kind of therapeutic interventions that are being made to try and keep children safe. These are obviously very complex cases. They require sometimes a whole multidisciplinary response. There were instances, Claire, of assault detailed on some of the staff working in these units. We got a snapshot of how challenging this work can be. We heard, for example, about close protection personnel having to be employed to protect staff. In some cases, the lack of adequate step-down facilities made it very challenging. And it left the court really with little choice but to extend orders because there was no proper follow-on facility for children. We heard about children in some cases with histories of repeated self-harm, of overdose, of violent behaviour. Some we heard are being preyed upon sexually and where delays in getting them into a unit had really a tangible impact on their situation. In some of these cases, the judge wanted to point this out and he called it a disgraceful situation. Occasionally we heard that some children don't actually want to move out of special care units. We were told that these are state-of-the-art facilities where children get extraordinary care from very dedicated staff. Detail was given, Claire, about one person who had a significant drug issue. This person actually wanted to detox themselves, wanted to be away from their community. But again, even though a High Court order was made, there was a delay getting a bed in the unit. During this time, the judge said this person was doing themselves significant harm when they should have been in a special care unit. The judge made the point there are enough beds in the country for all the cases he was dealing with if the staffing numbers were there. At one point, Judge Jordan addressed Tusla's counsel and he asked, why should it be that a state agency can avoid complying with a High Court order which it has applied for? Court orders, he said, are not an a la carte menu. He referred to case notes and then the waiting list for spaces and he said, I'm reading these papers about children who, as I speak, are suffering at the hands of people and at their own hands. And the orders that are made by the court are having no effect. And this, he said, is an appalling situation in a modern democracy. We heard about children crying out for help at times, some suffering low moods, some getting involved in criminality. Some, we heard, were being beaten up by drugs gangs, where family members were now having to take on debt. And we heard about the difficulty with unsecure placements. And we've covered unsecure placements on this programme, including, for example, unregistered emergency arrangements, where some people were calling to these places and were engaging with vulnerable young children. We heard repeatedly from guardians for children, hugely concerned at just how at risk people were. So in the context of children suffering harm on a sometimes daily basis in the community when they should have been in the unit, Judge Jordan said the powers that be have an obligation to comply with court orders and the court shouldn't have to listen to explanations or excuses.
Right, so you've got a real insight into how all of this is working or not in some cases. And some of those who were subject of orders, Brian, they've been waiting a considerable amount of time just to get into a unit.
Some of them have been waiting several months and this is in situations where there's a significant risk of suicide, for example. In one case we heard overdoses would likely not have happened had the young person been in a special care unit. And in situations then, Claire, where orders had been made but had not been carried out because of the lack of spaces, Judge Jordan said it made no sense to sit here and listen to a state agency supported by and monitored by government departments telling me that there's a very high level of risk, agreeing that the situation is an emergency situation, and yet it couldn't give effect to a High Court order. So some of these young people, he said, have nobody to stand up for them and should at least be able to rely on the protection of the state. But he said it would be difficult to counter the argument that the Child and Family Agency and the powers that be do not recognise the harm that has been done because children are not in a special care unit. But he did also want to say, Claire, that workers on the ground, social workers, for example, guardians, those at the coalface were doing extraordinary work in very challenging circumstances. We heard of a case where this was the third order being sought and it was only now at the point of a third order being secured. So this is months later that a space was available. This person had been subjected to beatings because of drug debt and a family member was working to pay off the debts. And this person was obviously very vulnerable. Their situation in those months had gone from bad to worse and they were being groomed now by criminal gangs. We heard of children in hotels for weeks on end in what were unregulated settings. Some were constantly going missing and at high risk of very disturbing situations. And Judge Jordan remarked during this time the special care order was in place. It should be protecting this person, but it was having no effect and he called it a disgrace.
So there's an awful lot to unpack there, Brian, in terms of the real impact that this is having. And as you represented the clear frustrations of the court around this issue. You did speak to the Children's Ombudsman.
Dr. Niall Muldoon is the Ombudsman for Children. He said his office is well aware of this issue around special care and the danger the lack of staffed places is having. This is some of what he told me.
We've been concerned about this for many years. From about 2018 onwards, it was very clear that there was never going to be enough special care beds or staff. So it's been an ongoing issue since then. Overall, we definitely should have all the beds. The 26 beds still probably wouldn't be quite enough, but we should have them available and we've had enough time to pull it together. The three organisations, TUSLA, Department of Children and DEEPER, or Department of Public Expenditure, really need to take ownership of this. It's a hugely worrying and in fact, it's just unfathomable that we're in this situation.
And then we're talking about some of the most vulnerable and at-risk children in the state.
Yes, we are. And indeed, you know, children are moving into the situation now and they're a little bit older too. So they've probably gone through a lot more trauma. Some of them are in criminal situations. Some of them are really suffered major trauma and abuse throughout their lifetime. The reason there's a High Court level of order required is so that, you know, it's not every child that goes into it. So when you need that High Court order, then that child is seriously traumatised and then requires our services.
Well, we know from the past that some children have had to be sent to facilities in the UK, for example. So ultimately, the government is picking up the tab here.
Yeah, Yeah, at all, in all levels. I mean, if the child doesn't go into special care, then they could end up in criminality. They could end up in suicide situations. And that's on us. That's not on them. That's on us. But we really need the government to take it in hand and say these three organisations need to provide accommodation for these children, need to find a way to create the staff and make sure that this doesn't happen again and that we can get on top of it.
That's Dr. Niall Muldoon, the Ombudsman for Children. So, Brian, you did get in touch with TUSLA and the Department of Children. What do they have to say?
Well, TUSLA said the young people are supported in alternative placements while they await a placement in special care. They did say, Claire, there's a growing trend reported in the number of children and young people presenting with complex presentations, often relating to challenging behaviour due to trauma they've experienced, and a whole-of-government approach is needed. There is a strategic plan which runs up until this year, sets out specific actions. There's a second TUSLA corporate plan as well, which runs to 2026. And there's a business plan as well. So they're outlining several initiatives related to special care. So there's going to be a new strategy for the future delivery of special care, for example, and then supported by the Department of Children. And there will be an additional focus on step-down placements for children as well.
And the Department of Children, what do they have to say?
Well, the department recognised the significant challenges facing TUSLA in delivering special care. They told me that they provided a significant budget increase in 2025. So it went from 1.1 billion to 1.2 billion. Funding of 1 million has been made available to address the ongoing issues in special care. And then they pointed out that deeper, that the Department of Public Expenditure has sanctioned a new grade in special care. It has been advertised by TUSLA, and TUSLA has, as we said, commissioned this external review of special care. Now, following Judge Jordan's remarks about TUSLA last week in the High Court, Claire, I went back to TUSLA and asked that they want to make a follow-on statement. They said they're keenly aware they are currently unable to fulfil their statutory obligations with regards to special care. They understand the frustration around this and the impact it has on young people. And they say they continue to face significant challenges in recruiting and retaining staff in order to provide special care interventions for young people who need them.
Brian, thank you very much. That's our reporter, Brian O'Connell. And if you have been affected by anything you've just heard discussed, you can find out more information about helplines by visiting rte.ie/helplines.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.